We made USAA insurance for veterans like James. When he found out how much USAA was helping members save, he said,
"It's time to switch."
We'll help you find the right coverage at the right price. USAA. What you're made of, we're made for. Restrictions apply.
Charles Dickens wrote, "Reflect upon your present blessings, of which every man has plenty, not on your past misfortunes, of which all men have some." Welcome in and happy Thanksgiving. We just wanted to take a few minutes today and, you know, just wish you guys a happy Thanksgiving and then share what we're thankful for on this Thanksgiving day. So as America gets ready to take time out, for Thanksgiving, we just wanted to remember back on what President Reagan said, where he said, "Let us pause from our many activities to give thanks to Almighty God for our bountiful harvests and abundant freedoms. Let us call upon Him for continued guidance and assistance in all our endeavors." So we don't want to keep this or make this too long. We just wanted a quick Thanksgiving Day message for you guys. So, honey, what is it that you're thankful for on this Thanksgiving Day?
Well, I was just thinking on the word, the term Thanksgiving, because everybody on Facebook is posting what they're thankful for, and they just list what they're thankful for. But who are you giving thanks to is what just stood out to me with this, because it's giving thanks to God. And I think we're thankful sometimes, but we forget to give the credit to God. And I'm just thankful, if I just want to talk personally, I'm just thankful for my husband that he loves the Lord and is growing in a love for God's word and teaching our family and raising us up in godliness and just seeing the fruit of the Spirit more and more in him, like just an assurance. I'm assured of his salvation, seeing the outward fruit. But I'm thankful for the health of our family. And I know there's always people you can look to and covet and get ungrateful. And there's always other people you can look to and see that they don't have what you have. And I think for everybody, you can look either direction. And I think that we need to take from our abundance and bless those who have less. And when you look to those who are blessed, instead of coveting what they have, give thanks to God, because God's the one who's blessed them. And just to get our minds and perspective on Thanksgiving Day.
Definitely. And, you know, for me, when I was thinking about this, kind of what I'm thankful for, you know, I wanted to say, obviously, maybe shameless plug, but I'm thankful for you guys, the Religionless Christianity family. I'm thankful for all the guys and gals on here that have, you know, sent us messages to either, you know, agree and encourage us or challenge us or anything in between. This has been a blessing. And that was what we started this podcast for, right? Was to try to reach out to like-minded believers that, you know, kind of saw the sign of the times that we were in and, you know, wanted to kind of, you know, shore up our faith and figure out how to live and maneuver in this world and not lose our faith, you know, in the process. So definitely thankful for you guys and just for this podcast in general and the opportunity to come on here and, you know, talk about God. That's what we want to talk about. It's what we like talking about and like thinking about. And this is just another opportunity for us to do that. And it's a really more than an opportunity. It forces us to talk about Him, which, you know, you can get so caught up and busy in your normal day to day that you kind of forget to think or sit down and think about all the things God's done for you. So this podcast has really been a blessing for us to sit down and be like, all right, what are we going to praise God for? And how are we going to talk about God? How are we going to focus on Him in our life? And that's really been a blessing. And I hope that gets across to you guys. I know I'm not, you know, the most articulate, well-spoken, intelligent person on the planet, but that's what we want to do. And we try to do on our shows. I'm thankful for my family. I've got a great wife and kids who are wonderful, though they drive me up a wall. I wouldn't have it any other way, I guess. You know, you got to be thankful for the craziness because, you know, you ask any, you know, older folks when they're, you know, sitting back, they're never going to be complaining about the crazy times, you know, with their kids. They're just, you know, longing, you know, wishing that they could be back there in those crazy times. So try to remember that when I'm in the midst of it. It's not always easy, but I know these are going to be times I cherish when I'm older. So I'm thankful for that. And just thankful for a family in general. Thankful for a mom, you know, who's prayed for me my entire life, every single day. So definitely thankful for that. And feel sorry that there's those walking this earth that haven't had a mom praying for them their whole life. So I definitely feel blessed for that. Mm. And yeah, list is really long. Thank Dr. White. That was a big blessing for us.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen our episode with interviewing Dr. White, go check that out. We'll have it linked and up in the card so you can listen to that. That was just a cool opportunity. And again, God just blessing us when he doesn't need to bless us. And we're thankful for that. So I could list a million things. I'll keep it short with that. And I was just thinking kind of along the lines of what Nikki had said, you know, reading through President Reagan's Thanksgiving address, and that was from 1986, you know, be thankful for our bountiful harvest and abundant freedoms. And I thought, you know, as an American, that's a fine Thanksgiving. Nothing wrong with being thankful for bountiful harvest and abundant freedoms. But as Christians, you know, we're called to a higher station. We're called to be citizens of a greater kingdom. And, you know, as such, I think our cry of Thanksgiving, it just goes beyond material blessings, you know, and just even me and her, it goes beyond worldly relationships, you know. So as you give thanks for the country, you know, and all those relationships in your life, which you definitely should, don't forget to take a little extra time out. I think you should take some time out this morning, you should take some time out this afternoon, and maybe a little bit in the evening as well, just to thank God and, you know, thank him for his infinite mercies. You know, because he saw fit to send his son, Jesus Christ, into the world to live the sinless life we could never live and die a sinner's death that we all deserve. And if you look back to Isaiah 53, verse 3 through 5, he tells us he had no form or majesty that we should look at him and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hid their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he was born, or surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. So our Lord and Savior did all that so that our sin debt could be paid, and all those who call on the name of the Lord can be saved. Mm-hmm. And later in Isaiah 53, verse 11, he says, out of the anguish of his soul, he shall see and be satisfied. By his knowledge shall the righteous one, my servant, make many to be accounted righteous, and he shall bear their iniquities. So he's definitely worthy of our thanksgiving today, just like every day. And do you have any last thoughts just as we get ready to wrap this episode up? I want to end it on a prayer. So
I was just thinking, what was Jesus thankful for? If we remember his prayer when he said, I thank you, Father, and all the things that he thanked God for, I think it'd be a good idea to look that up.
It would have been a good idea for us to look that up ahead of time, but we didn't.
Okay.
But you should look it up. Because yeah, none, I mean, you'll find none of the things he was thankful for was, you know, hey, thanks for the nice house to live in. And
right. He said, I the one that comes to mind is, I thank you, God, that you have hidden these things from, you know, the wise, or however it's worded, and revealed them to the children, or, you know, the seemingly foolish of the world.
Yeah, which we are. I am. Thank God.
Well, I'm sure he thanked God a lot, and those are the kinds of things you should be thankful for as well.
Definitely. A lot of thanks to be had. Mm-hmm. Don't let the news media and our politicians lie to you. There's still a lot of thanks to be had. And I just want to end on Psalms 103, verses 1 through 6. The psalm that says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. So we hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving. Go a little bit easy on the carbs and the sweets, and pray to God for the Detroit Lions. But that is all we got for you guys today. Love you. God bless.